y'all.
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Avelyn.
And just as a reminder, today, on the day that this is posted, you can still enter to be a guest on our podcast for season 3. All you have to do is email or enter on our Instagram story, which is live right now, if you want to be a guest on the podcast again for season 3. This will close after today, so today is your last chance to enter, and we've already written down all the names from last Sunday, so if you entered last Sunday, thank you so much for everyone who did. You do not have to enter again, but if you've DM'd us to enter, that is not a proper entry, so we only accept email or enter on our Instagram so that we can keep it like in those two sections, because when it starts to overflow in our DMs, it's hard to keep up. So please, if you entered in our DMs, just enter through Instagram or by emailing us, because I want all of y'all to have a fair chance, but if you DM'd us, it is not a fair chance to those who entered properly. So just try to enter on the correct areas so that your name can be in the drawing.
In this episode, we will be closing out season 2 by interviewing the author of the book quoted, Ella Catherine.
If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment. Listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
The website for our podcast will be linked in today's episode description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now let's jump into our 10th and final episode of season 2. But before we get started, we just wanted to let y'all know that Ella's blog will be linked in today's episode description. Check it out to find out everything about her upcoming book. Welcome, Ella, to the God's Girls podcast. We are so happy that we are able to talk to you on our last episode of season 2.
Yay! Thank you for having me today.
You're so welcome, and thank you for having us do your devotion book throughout all of season 2. It's been really fun and a blessing
to all of our
listeners.
Very thankful to get a preview of it.
Yes, very thankful. So
you're welcome.
The first question we have for you is, what is Quoted, A Guide for Teen Girls, about overall?
Well, it's a devotion book that's filled with devotions for every day of the year, of course. And I'm just going to read what I have for the back cover of it. So the back cover right now says, Quoted is a book to encourage teens that they are worth it, loved, and God has a plan for them. The book has a mixture of short stories, questions, advice, and Bible stories and entries, especially for the reader. Throughout 1 year, the reader will learn many things through a teen's point of view. So that's basically what it's about. To sum it up, it's just a devotion book that I hope to encourage teen girls, like about God's word and let them know they are worth it. Yeah.
I love that answer so much. Spreading God's word is a huge task to put on yourself at this age, and like how we've put on ourselves through the podcast. And I am so like impressed that you've been able to pull this off, because writing this long of a book,
I couldn't commit.
I could not commit. It's so inspiring to know that someone like our age is writing a book that's super long, like 800, 900 pages, is it?
It's inspiring.
Yeah. It is. You're an inspiration to people everywhere, because we've got people from out of the country listening to the podcast right now. So hey to our out of the country people.
Yeah.
Out of the country people.
Not in the U.S. with us. But yeah, I love that. It is really, really cool that you are doing all of this and spreading God's word through this book.
Well, thank you. I honestly don't know how I've written this many pages for my book. I don't even know how I started writing it. I didn't know it was actually going to become a book, I guess. Like, when I started writing it, I probably just thought I was going to write a book. I didn't know it was going to be an actual book. So I'm really excited. And I'm glad you liked reading my devotionals.
We love reading them. They were so great. And it was really a blessing to everyone who was listening.
So yeah. What inspired you to write the book?
Well, I've always loved reading. And I don't think it was until, like, middle school that the idea to write a book popped up. Before then, I probably thought it would be super cool if one day I could write a book, but I never thought I would actually write one. Probably the idea mainly came from the thought of like maybe getting to buy my own book. It would be really cool just to like have a book published and just read it yourself. And I'm just really excited to finish it. I was definitely inspired by other writers, though, for sure.
Oh, well, who inspired you to write it? Like, what writers inspired you?
Well, definitely Sadie Robertson, and just other books I've read by other authors, like Neil Schusterman and Margaret Peterson Haddix. Just saying, like, their books just gave me the idea to write my own.
That is incredible. And Sadie Robertson's books are really good.
Yes.
So she's a great inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so how long did it take you to write the book?
Okay. Goodness. I started it on October 23rd of 2019.
So just over a year?
Yeah. So it's been a year so far that I've started writing it. Yeah.
Nice. That is dedication at its finest.
Yes.
Like, I've tried writing books in the past, but, like, I've given up on the 20th page.
I've written a lot of comic books.
So the next question we have for you is, did you have several ideas before you started writing, or did you know exactly what you wanted to write about?
Well, definitely before I started writing a book, I wanted to write, dystopian novel, which is like someone who wants to have a perfect world, but their world doesn't end up being that perfect.
I love dystopian novels.
Yes. I've never heard of that so much, and I wanted to write one like that, but then I have so many Google Docs that I've written like short stories on that are like a dystopian novel or something else, and none of them really worked out for a book. I guess one day I just decided I wanted to write a devotion book because I knew that I wanted to write something that would help people and like encourage people through life. So yeah, I did have some other ideas before, but yeah.
How long did it take you to decide?
It did take me a while. I really think it was summer of 2019 when I started trying to write a book, and I remember several days where I would just be writing a short story. I wanted it to be a book, but then it didn't go anywhere. It just wasn't interesting enough. It did take me a while before, probably like a couple months before I could come up with a good idea.
Wow. That, again, dedication. Goodness.
The only things I can show dedication to is if it's school related.
Or this podcast.
Yeah. Because we have each other to keep each other on point, you know? Like, if I was doing this by myself, I would quit. I would have quit by now.
Or if you were doing it with someone else, you might have already quit.
Yeah.
It's just our two personalities that, like, kind of help keep each other dedicated, because to yin and yang. If we were apart, I don't think I'd be able to keep this up.
Mm. Okay, so, Ella, do you have a goal for this book? And if you do, what is it?
Well, my main goal is just to let people know who God is and let them know they are loved and God has a plan for their life. I just want to remind people that, and a lot of other things, like loving themselves and just trusting God's plan for them. That's really my main goal for this book, just to help people.
That is the sweetest thing ever. Helping people is so, so sweet. And that is a great goal for this book. And I will definitely keep that in my prayers, that it will help people when it comes out, which is really exciting. Of course, it will be announced on her blog, which we are linking below. But, I mean, that is a really sweet goal. And one that I really hope it achieves, because I know that God's in control of this, and that his will for this book is to help people. So that's exciting to see what this book does in people's lives.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So where did you get your ideas for each devotion?
Yeah, my main ideas came from like other devotion books that I've been reading and day-to-day life. Like sometimes I'll be at school just listening in class and I'll get an idea of something I should write and I'll write it down on a sticky note, and I like to keep all the sticky notes so I can look back at them one day and remember all the ideas I had. So mainly just like other books and just my life helps inspire me for more stuff to write.
That is a cool way to find out each devotion. I was wondering that, honestly. Like, when we were reading each devotion, I was like, how'd she come up with this stuff? Like, how many topics she wrote about? Yes. Like, how did you come up with all of this? So that's really cool. You found out some stuff, like, just randomly. Like, it didn't take as much planning as I thought it did. You literally just thought of it spontaneously.
So what makes your devotion book different from other devotion books? Like, why should I buy yours and not someone else's?
That's a very interesting question. I would say my book is different from other people's because I feel like it's more personal. Like, I wrote a lot, like, some things about my life in it, and I gave some examples about, like, something that could happen in someone else's life, but I feel like there's a lot of stuff that people could relate to. Other devotion books might be a little bit different and not have a lot of, like, the people will be able to relate to the devotions in them, but the writer might not be that personal, like, with their writing, you know? I feel like my book is more personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a great way to describe it from reading all the devotions, wouldn't you say, Evelyn? Like, yeah. Just reading all the devotions, they were very personal. I was reading them and I was like, wow, she got deep into her life, not only going into other people's lives.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So this is just more of a personal question, less about the process of writing your book, but since you seem to want to be an author, I was just wondering if you aspire to be an author when you're older or if you aspire to have a different occupation.
I really do want to be an author when I'm older. I don't know how that will work, though, because I've been told that authors don't get paid a lot.
So, well, you know, J.K. Rowling over here making billions of dollars off Harry Potter, so you can do it, Ella. You can make it.
Just write a good book.
No pressure. No pressure.
Yeah, I would like to be a writer one day, or like maybe a publisher or an editor for someone else's book. I don't know yet, but that's what I want to do.
That sounds so fun. And I think it's cool that you have started this occupation so early in your life, because I still don't completely know what I want to do with my future. Like, I don't know what I want to do when I get out of college or for my major in college yet. But I believe that God will help me to find that out in my years of high school, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where do you get your names from? Because there was one that was Elena and Lena or something like that. And,
oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay.
I do remember that story, and I did look at that, and I realized that the names were, like, really close together. Honestly, I just make random names up when I'm writing short stories. I don't really think about them that much. I just come up with a random name and write it down. That's where they come from.
Well, our theory is that one of them is pronounced Lana.
That's what I was thinking. I didn't even know how to pronounce them. I just, like, wrote that down randomly.
So either Alana and Lena or Elena and Lana.
So this is a very long-awaited question that everyone has wanted to know.
Really?
Myself.
Oh, okay.
Have you decided on a published date for your book? Yes.
Well, my plan, what I really, really want to do is get it published before 2021. Because I think that would be amazing if it was published before then, and then people could buy it for the new year and start reading it while the new year starts. So I'm getting very, very close to the end, and my goal is to completely finish writing it by Thanksgiving and then get it published around Christmas time. That's my goal for right now. I don't know how it's going to work. I'm just praying about it and hoping that God will help me finish it in time. But if he doesn't want me to finish it by then, it's totally fine.
That's so exciting. That is so exciting to know it might be ready for the Christmas season.
I'm gonna
buy one for everyone, like a gift for everyone. Okay,
you get a book and you get a book
and I could be like, hey, it's signed by the author herself.
Yes,
I could get you to sign some of them.
I would love to do that.
That would be okay, off topic, but that would be a really fun giveaway in the future. If, like, we gave away for the podcast.
Yes.
So, y'all, keep a lookout for that, because that might be coming in the near future. Mm-hmm. Whenever she plans on, like, making it come out, we might be doing a giveaway, a special one, for someone who wins a premium copy of Quoted, signed by the author herself.
And as soon as it's published, I'm going to let everybody know. Like, everybody's going to know.
Everybody's gonna know.
That's so exciting.
What's your favorite topic to write about in your book?
There are kind of several, but if I had to choose my favorite topic, it would probably be writing about how God has a plan for your life. I love writing about
that. That's my favorite too. My favorite one to read. So do you think you'll write more books in the future? This kind of goes along with your occupation question, but...
Yeah. Well, this is a yes and no question. I want to continue writing, like, I really do, but I don't know where I'll go to college yet and how my schedule will look then. I will probably end up writing another book, though. I already have an idea for another book. I want to do, like, a fiction book next. But that's what I'm going to say right now. I hope to write more. I want to write more. I don't know how it's going to work, though. Because I see some authors that have, like, 200 books published. I'm like, how do they do that? I don't know. I hope to write more, most definitely.
Yeah, one of my favorite authors wrote so many books. Like, he has written kids' books and adult book. I think he's the reason that I only read one pictures, because his pictures are so good. Do you have a message to our listeners who have heard season 2? Yeah.
Because they've, like, listened to your book all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 10. Well, hello everyone listening. I wanted to say that I hope you enjoyed listening to the season of God's Girls, because I really enjoyed it a lot, and I was so excited for every Sunday. It's crazy that it's already to an end, but I've been waiting for this episode for, like, 2 months straight. So, I want everyone to know that God loves you, he has a plan for your life, and you have a purpose. So, just trust him through every day, and know that he'll always be with you. So excited for my book to come out, and I'm just really thankful that I was able to share my blog and my book with you all for this season. So I hope you're excited for the actual book to come out.
Thank you so much, Ella, for being on the podcast today. We have greatly enjoyed having reading your devotion throughout all of season 2 and having you as an interview guest. As a guest on an interview.
This was so fun.
Mm-hmm. It was for us too. And I'm so sad it's coming to an end. But
I know.
I'm excited for season 3 also.
Yes,
I am too.
It's going to be good.
I'm very excited. And we've got people signing up from everywhere. So that's going to be fun.
I was wondering about that. I'm so excited to see who all signs up. It's going to be such a good season.
I know, I'm really excited, but thank you so much for all of your support and all of your help with season 2 and all the meetings we had about season 2. All this time you've helped us put together this dream of ours. It's been such a blessing to have you go along through season 2 with us. So we greatly appreciate you.
Of course.
Okay.
So now, y'all, today we've got a little change in our normal schedule for the podcast today. Ella will be praying us out. So let's bow our heads and pray.
Dear Lord, thank you for this podcast and everything you've blessed us with this past week. I pray over everyone who may be sick or having a hard time right now. And I just pray that this podcast has helped them and encouraged them. I pray over season 3 and that it will just be an encouragement as well to others. And I just pray over everyone else. Any prayer request that may be unspoken, like, I don't know. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. This has been such a fun interview. Thank you, Ella, for coming on and spending part of your Halloween to answer some questions from us. I hope that the listeners have enjoyed it. I hope they have. And yeah, that's the end of today's episode, y'all. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Hope you had a good Halloween. So just a little reminder that we always take a week break to start planning out the next season before we switch seasons. So since this is the last episode of season 2, before we start season 3, we are going to take the week off. So we are not posting next Sunday. Let me check the calendar.
November the 8th.
We are not posting on November the 8th. We will be posting the first episode 2 on November 15th. So keep your eyes out for that because it's coming for you fast. Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope you have been brought closer to Jesus through this episode.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave reviews. We know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram.
Thank you for listening. And before we close out today, I just wanted to remind y'all that, again, if you want to be a guest on season 3 of this podcast, email or enter on our Instagram story, which is live right now on the day that this episode is posted, because this is your very last chance to enter, and you can only enter in those 2 places. So again, if you've DM'd us or entered any other way, that is not a proper entry. We only count entries on our Instagram story or through our email.